Hi, and welcome to Michael's Office. This is a podcast that hosts my unfiltered, unscripted, and genuine thoughts about things going on in the entertainment world today. This week, I'll be talking about a number of things, ranging from a bunch of movies I saw to some trailers I saw, and some awards nominations being announced, along with some more news. All right, so please step into my office and enjoy. All right, it's been a bit since I have talked to you guys. I tried uploading an episode a couple weeks ago. I don't remember how long, maybe a week or two ago. But I think, let me check. I'm pretty sure it was a week or two ago. No, it was like, I think it was 2 weeks ago or something. I don't know. Let me check. My chats. So December 15th. That was almost 2 weeks ago. Oh, that was like a week ago. So, okay. So I tried uploading one. I did upload one, but there were some concerns. They were justified. I still have the clips and stuff. I'm not going to upload them. But, yeah, I'm sad that that episode had to get deleted because of some justified concerns. But anyway, first topic I'm going to talk about is I'm going to plug something. I have a Letterboxd account. I'll be sure to – I'm going to get that ready to go. I have a Letterboxd account. So I'll put a link to that in the description where I host – reviews there. I'm probably just going to refer to those on the Pot McKay. If you guys want to listen to my reviews, I'm going to have that a more in-depth review. It'll be on my Letterboxd. Yeah. So that's what I'm probably going to do with these. I'm going to go short and sweet for the movies. I say, "Bro, you want to see a more in-depth review? Refer to my letterbox." So yeah, I have reviews about films I've seen, films I've already seen. Well, one, but mostly it's a lot of films that came out. I'm trying to get as many films as I want. I want to get my list done so I can see them. I have a list. You guys can check that out. I'm pretty sure it's on my watch list. You can see all the films I want to see this year before. Not before it comes out, before I can end that list. I failed to do that list last year and it made me sad, but I'm going to try to do it this year. Yeah, so please check that out. I feel like just like this podcast is a place for me to fully express my thoughts because I can't really say it in person, or I'm either too afraid to say it in person. I can easily refer to it when I'm typing about stuff, which is fine. Also, if I feel a bit distracted, it's because I'm trying to take care of something with EA right now. I'm in customer support. It's nothing bad. It's just something I'm confused and asking them how can they fix it so I don't have to pay for it again. Yeah, there's that. Next is we're going to go on to some news here. Just a little bit of news. I was hoping for more news, but I don't want to take stuff from John Campia. It seemed like I'm copying from him. But one topic that John Campia definitely brought up was Kevin Feige says Black Widow will change how we feel about Endgame. And that is a very broad statement, I'm guessing, because of what happened in Endgame? Why did Black Widow sacrifice herself? Was the point of having this film after Endgame? Or something. I don't know why he said that statement. Is it because there's a reason why? Like, she's a Skrull? Or something. I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know what they're going to have us see in Black Widow. Because if they're going to really retcon her death, that doesn't... I would not be a fan. It would be really stupid of them to do so. I don't know why he says... Maybe he's just saying that, like people said, what he did with Captain Marvel. You have to see Captain Marvel to really understand what's going on with Endgame. And I think that's going to be the case here, like something very minor. And let me just type this out. It's going to be something very minor. And yeah, like he's just making us see Black Widow. I'm going to see Black Widow anyway. But still. I really don't understand why I said it's going to make us change how we feel about Endgame. I loved Endgame. It's in my top films of the year. I think it's in my top 20. Let me check. Pretty sure it's in my top 20. Let me check. Give me a moment. It's in my top 20. If you want to check my top films of the year, go to my Letterboxd and you'll see where everything is placed. Yes, it's in my top 20. Top 15, to be more specific. Want to see how I feel about Endgame? You can see my rating for it. And yeah. After that, I guess I'll find out when Black Widow comes out what he means by that. Next is Godzilla vs. Kong had a leaked clip. It was just a 2-second clip. But what happened is Kong punched Godzilla in the frickin' face. So you guys don't know how excited I am for that film. Godzilla King of the Monsters was my most anticipated film of 2019. And Godzilla vs. Kong, same thing there. It is my most anticipated film of 2020. Now, him punching Godzilla in the face... and by the clip, it looks like they're fighting on an aircraft carrier, which is so over the top. It's so amazing. It's so kaiju-ish. I love it so much. It's going to be so over the top. And it's going to be, I think, what I thought Godzilla King of the Monsters was. It is going to probably be I think if they do this right, it's going to be the most fun film. And people are going to like, wow, monster movies are back. I've got a Pacific Rim. I'm lying to you guys. But hopefully it'll end up like Pacific Rim where people have a fun time at theaters and makes tons of money. But with the delays, it feels like it's just not a good feeling with the delay. Going back to Kong punching in the face on top of an aircraft carrier, this means Kong is the same size as Godzilla. I know they gotta make it fair where Kong has to be the same size as Godzilla, but if it was really Godzilla versus King Kong, King Kong's like 30 feet, and Godzilla's like... so much bigger, and you'd stomp them. Anyway, people are making... But it should be a really interesting fight. And people are saying, oh, I want them to team up. No, I really don't want a Godzilla, Batman versus Superman situation. Not the Save Martha thing, where they team up in the end to fight a bigger villain. I know that's what probably is going to happen, and that's probably satisfying. I want there to be a clear winner, and it better be Godzilla. Better be Godzilla. They're not going to have King Kong win again. That'd be so stupid. It's got to be Godzilla. Anyway, but I think this should be... Godzilla vs. Kong should be a really fun experience. Next, we're going to go on to some nominations being released, and I am super excited for that. Super excited for these. Oh my gosh. Here we go. So the SAGs, first is the SAGs, the Screen Actors Guild, which is huge. which is huge. It's one of those big awards thing. So first up, we have the SAG. So this is basically their best picture thing. Outstanding performance by a cast in motion picture. I'm also going to give my my predictions for each thing. So I'll go over TV too, but I won't give my predictions. I'll probably give my predictions that these are probably going to be wrong. First up, it is Outstanding Performance by a Cast in Motion Picture. So this is their Best Picture Award. It is Bombshell, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. That is a really stacked cast, a stacked category. If I had to take any one of those out for something else, I'd take Bombshell out and replace it with Marriage Story. I'd definitely replace it with Marriage Story. But I haven't seen Bombshell, so I can't be like, oh yeah, that's a stacked cast. Okay. So, my prediction, since it is such an ensemble thing, I hope Parasite gets this, because if Parasite gets this award, that creates their chances of winning the Oscar so much stronger, and that's the film I want to win Best Picture. But if it wasn't that, if it was between Irishman or Marriage Story, which it's obviously going to be, it's going to be between Marriage Story and Irishman and Parasite. The top contenders are Marriage Story, Parasite, and Irishman. If Jojo Rabbit get nominated, that'd be a great win nonetheless. But it is between those, and I would want Parasite to win this. Who do I think is winning this? I think it's going to be Irishman, because that's just such an award-baity film. I loved Irishman. I really did. And I think they're going to give it to that, because don't get me wrong, that's a fantastic cast. Fantastic cast. But I want Parasite to win. I think I really, really want Parasite to win. But if any of these films, I won't be mad if they don't win, if they win. But I think they should give it to Parasite, but my prediction goes to Irishman. After that, it is Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Leading Role. Cynthia Erivo in Harriet, Scarlett Johansson in Marriage Story, Lupita Nyong'o in Us, Charlize Theron, Bombshell, Renee Zellweger in Judy. This is a really hard category because, again, I don't mind any of these people winning. I really don't. Who I want to win? I want Lupita Nyong'o to win. I didn't see Us, but I've heard her performance is fantastic, and I've been rooting for her to get that nomination. Just because what I saw, what she did in from the trailers, from the talk, I really want her to get this. So, and also, if she wins, that means horror becomes an actual valid category. I'm not a big, huge fan of horror, but I can acknowledge there's art in horror with Hereditary. Crawl isn't art, but Crawl is fun. With Hereditary, Halloween, It, and both Chapter 1 and 2, The Witch, The Lighthouse, Ready or Not. Just horror can actually be a valid category once again at the Oscars. And I really want Lupita Nyong'o to get this. But I feel like if they're going to give the award, I feel like this is the place where Scarlett Johansson would nab that award there. All right. Who I want to win, Lupita. And who I think is going to win, Scarlett Johansson. Next is Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Leading Role. Christian Bale for Ford vs. Ferrari. Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Adam Driver in Marriage Story. Taron Egerton in Rocketman. Joaquin Phoenix in Joker. Okay. One moment. moment. This is again a stacked category. I really want. Joaquin Phoenix to win. I think they're gonna give it to Joaquin Phoenix. Personally, I would want Joaquin Phoenix to win the Oscar, but I feel like more people are pulling for either. People are pulling the fan favorite, like the general public, the people that want to win the Oscar is Joaquin Phoenix. But I think on the safer side, they're gonna give it to the Oscar's gonna go to Adam Driver. But this is not about the Oscars. This is about the SAGs right now, and I think. To satisfy people, to keep them, like, think, oh, Joaquin Phoenix is going to do it. They're going to give it to Joaquin Phoenix. Who I want to win? Joaquin Phoenix. Actually, no. Who I want to win this? Since he is nominated, I want Taron Edgerton. I would more than love it if Taron Edgerton won this award. Because this is one of the few places he won. Won this award, I'd really be happy. But I think they're going to give it to Joaquin Phoenix. I don't mind if they give it to any of the other people nominated. The other people nominated. But I think they're going to give it to Joaquin Phoenix. I want Taron Egerton to win this, but it's going to go to Joaquin Phoenix. Next, outstanding performance by a female actor in a supporting role. Laura Dern for Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson, Jojo Rabbit, Nicole Kidman in Bombshell, Jennifer Lopez in Hustlers, and Margot Robbie in Bombshell. By the way, it's looking. This is again a stacked category. I think. I think these two awards are the only place where Jennifer Lopez is gonna get those big awards. I think the Golden Globes and here. I think they're gonna give it to Jennifer Lopez. I'd love it if Laura Dern or Scarlett Johansson. I prefer Scarlett Johansson over Laura Dern get the award here. I want Scarlett Johansson to get this award. But I don't mind if anybody else got this award. I prefer, but I think this is probably the place where they're going to give it to Jennifer Lopez. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a supporting role. Jamie Foxx for Just Mercy. Tom Hanks for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Al Pacino for The Irishman. Joe Pesci for The Irishman. And Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Out of these, I think they're going to give it to Brad Pitt, and I want Brad Pitt to win the SAG here. I think they're going to give it to him. I really do. He's been nominated everywhere. I think at the St. Louis Awards ceremony, he got the award. And the next one is outstanding action performance by a stunt ensemble in a motion picture. It is Avengers Endgame, Ford vs. Ferrari, The Irishman, Joker, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I want this to go to Avengers Endgame, and I think they're going to probably pull a surprise and give it to Joker. I really do. I think they're going to give it to Joker for some odd reason. Next one, I'm not really familiar with TV. A standing performance by ensemble. I'm going to make this really quick. I'm not going to say much about it. A Big Little Lies, The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, and Stranger Things. I think they're going to give it to A Big Little Lies. That's been getting a bunch of talk from what I can tell. A standing performance by a female actor in a drama series. Jennifer Aniston, The Morning Show, Helen Bonham Carter, The Crown, Olivia Colman, The Crown, Jadeed Karma, Killing Eve, Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale, I think it's gonna go to Elizabeth Moss. Stunning performance by a male actor in a drama series, Sterling King Brown, This Is Us, Steve Carell, The Morning Show, Betty Crudup, The Morning Show, Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones, David Harbour, Stranger Things. People have been breaking hearts over David Harbour. I think it's gonna go to David Harbour. Astounding performance by an ensemble in a comedy series, Barry. Should go to Barry. Oh no, actually, this is actually a pretty good, like, you know, nominations. Fleabag, The Chomsky Method, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Schitt's Creek. I wanted to go to Barry. I think it's probably gonna go to The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Next is the outstanding performance by a female actor in a comedy series, Christina Applegate, Dead to Me, Alex Borstein, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Rachel Brosnahan, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Catherine O'Hara, Schitt's Creek, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, I don't care, Rachel Brosnahan for Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a comedy series, Alan Arkin, The Chomsky Method, Michael Douglas in The Chomsky Method, Bill Hader and Barry, should go to Bill Hader, Andrew Scott in Fleabag, Tony Shalhoub in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Mabel. Stunning performance by a male actor in a television movie or miniseries, Mahershala Ali, True Detective, Russell Crowe, The Loudest Voice, Jared Harris, Chernobyl, When They See Us, for Gerald Jerome, should go to him, Sam Rockwell in Fosse / Verdon. Stunning performance by a female actor in a television movie or miniseries, Patricia Arquette, The Act, Toni Collette, Unbelievable, Joey King, The Act, Emily Watson, Chernobyl, and Michelle Williams and Fosse / Verdon. I think this is going to go to Toni Collette. It should, because Toni Collette's amazing. Outstanding action performance by a stunt ensemble in a comedy or drama series, Game of Thrones, Glow, Stranger Things, The Walking Dead, Watchmen. I think this should probably go to Glow. All right, that's the SAGs. Which, I'm excited for it. The SAGs, don't they air Wikipedia? Let me go to Wikipedia. Give me a moment. Well, it looks like my thing. I got my thing with EA finished. There you go. So January 19th, it's going to be on TNT and TBS. Hopefully I'll be able to watch it, but probably not. Okay. So next is the Critics' Choice Awards. I am super excited for that. So yeah, I'm pretty sure, does this say? Oh, thank the Lord. It has nothing with TV. The Golden Globes do. So, here we go. The Critics' Choice really liked Uncut Gems. They really, really liked Uncut Gems in this thing. But first up, for Best Picture, actually, I'm going to go to the bottom. Let's go to the bottom. For Best Foreign Language Film, it is Atlantics. From Senegal. Les Miserables from France. Pain and Glory from Spain. Parasite from South Korea. I'm going to do the same thing here. Portrait of Lady on Fire, France. It's going to go to Parasite, and I wanted to go to Parasite. I wouldn't mind if it went to Portrait of a Lady on Fire or Pain and Glory, but it's going to go to Parasite. Parasite is one of the best films of the year. It's in my top three. It's that good. Best Song, Glasgow, No Place Like Home from Wild Rose, I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man, I'm Standing With You from Breakthrough, Into the Unknown from Frozen 2, Speechless from Aladdin, Spirit, The Lion King, and Stand Up from Harriet. I still need to listen to Spirit and Into the Unknown. And Standing, I gotta listen to all the nominations. I think this should go to I think this should go to, it's probably going to go to Into the Unknown from, by Frozen. If it's, yeah, it's going to go to Into the Unknown by Frozen, from Frozen. Next one is Best Score, Michael Abels for Us, Alexander Desplat, Little Women, Hildur, whatever her name is, Hildur G from Joker, Randy Newman from Marriage Story, Thomas Newman from 1917, Robbie Robertson from The Irishman. Oh, and who I want to win from all those? From what I can tell, I want to give it to Stand Up from Harriet. After that, Best Score. This is a really hard category. I haven't listened to the score from Us. But I think what I wanted to go to, I wanted to go to Joker's score. That was a fantastic score. But if I were to give it, and what I think they're going to give it to is Randy Newman's score in Marriage Story. After that, Best Comedy, it is Booksmart, Dolomite Is My Name, The Farewell, Jojo Rabbit, and Knives Out. Ooh, this is a hard category, a very hard category. And I think they're going to give it to Knives Out. I do think they're going to give it to Knives Out. I haven't seen Knives Out yet, and I'm going to probably see it this Wednesday. But I want it to go to Jojo Rabbit or The Farewell or Booksmart. I wouldn't mind any of these films getting the win. But I'd want it to go to either Jojo Rabbit or The Farewell. Next one is Best Sci-Fi / Horror Movie, Ad Astra, Avengers Endgame, Midsommar, and Us. I wanted to go to Us. I wanted to go to Us. It is probably going to go to Avengers Endgame. Actually, no. I feel like they're going to shock us. I feel like it's going to go to Midsommar. Which I wouldn't mind. But I want to go to Us. Even though I haven't seen the film, I still wanted to go to Us. After that, it is Best Action Movie. It is 1917, Avengers Endgame, Ford vs. Ferrari, John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, Spider-Man, Far From Home, and Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. What I want this to go to? I want it to go to Ford vs. Ferrari, but it's probably going to go... Oh, man. It's probably going to go to 1917, and is that in also in Best Picture? Isn't that in Best Picture, too? Yeah. It's probably going to go into 1917. It's probably going to get this. But if they want to go pure action film, it's probably going to go to John Wick. For that, if they're going to go pure action film, yeah, I'd want to go to Ford vs. Ferrari. But Best Animated Feature, you have Abominable, Frozen 2, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, I Lost My Body, Missing Link, Toy Story 4, and The Lego Movie, the second part. I want this to go to How to Train Your Dragon. I haven't seen it yet. But since now I have a Hulu account, I can watch a bunch of films that are on Hulu right now. And, I think I can watch Missing Link along with How to Train Your Dragon and The Lego Movie. Watch all those films. What I think it's going to go to, I think it's going to go to Frozen 2. After that, it is Best Visual Effects, 1917, Ad Astra, The Aeronauts, Avengers Endgame, Ford vs. Ferrari, The Irishman, and The Lion King. For Best Visual Effects, what I wanted to go to... It's between Ad Astra and The Irishman. What I think this is probably going to be the only time it's going to get nominated for Best Visual Effects. I think they're going to give it to Avengers Endgame for it. Those effects were impressive. Yes, they were very impressive. But I want Ad Astra or The Aeronauts. I wouldn't mind The Aeronauts getting it. Yeah, as I'm saying, I think Ad Astra is not going to get... I think they're going to give it to Avengers Endgame. After that, best hair and makeup? Ugh. It is between Bombshell, Dolomite Is My Name, The Irishman, Joker, Judy, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Rocketman. Ugh. All such great picks. But it should go to good old Bombshell. Oh my gosh, I can't say enough about the... It's going to go to Bombshell, and I want it to go to Bombshell. Ugh, just looking at the makeup, they all were transformed into those people. They look like those people, and it's insane. It's going to go to Bombshell, and I want it to go to Bombshell. After that, it is Best Costume Design, which has Ruth E. Carter for Dolomite Is My Name, Julian Day for Rocket Man, Jacqueline Duran for Little Women, Ariane Phillips for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Sandy Powell and Christopher Peterson, The Irishman, and Anna Robbins, Downton Abbey. This should go to Dolomite. This was going to go to... I think they might give it to the Little... Oh, man, it's so hard. I wanted to please just give it to Dolomite Is My Name. I think they're going to give it to Little Women, to Jacqueline Duran, but or The Irishman, because The Irishman is probably sweeping stuff. It is sweeping stuff. It's getting nominations everywhere. It should go to Ruth E. Carter. I really hope they give it to her. Oh, my gosh, the costumes were fantastic in that. Best Editing. It is Ronald Bronstein and Benny Safdie for Uncut Gems, Andrew Buckland and Michael McCusker for Ford vs. Ferrari, Yang Jin Mo, Parasite, Fred Raskin for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Thelma Schoonmaker, The Irishman, Lee Smith in 1917. I think it's probably going to go with... Man, this is really hard too. Who I want it to go? I wouldn't mind any of these films getting the nomination. I think they're probably going to give it to The Irishman. I'd give it to The Irishman or 1917. My prediction is The Irishman, but I want it to go to Ford vs. Ferrari or Uncut Gems or Parasite. Again, I wouldn't mind any of these films winning. I think it's a three-way tie between Uncut Gems, Ford vs. Ferrari, and 1917, for sure. After that, we have Best Production Design. I don't know who's going to win here. It's between Mark Friedberg and Chris Moran for Joker, Dennis Gassner and Lee Sandales for 1917, Jess Gottschner and Claire Kaufman for Little Women, Lee Ha-joon for Parasite, Barbara Ling and Nancy for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Bob Shaw and Regina Graves for The Irishman, Donal Woods and Gina Cromwell for Downton Abbey. I think they're going to give it to good old Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and... Yeah, I think it should go to Parasite. Or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, I think it's going to go to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Next is Best Cinematography. Jaron Blaschke for The Lighthouse. Roger Deakins for 1917. Fidem Papamichael for Ford vs. Ferrari. Rodrigo Prieto for The Irishman. Robert Richardson for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Lawrence Sher for Joker. I wanted to go to Jaron Blaschke for The Lighthouse, but it's going to go to Roger Deakins for 1917. No question. After that, it is Best Adapted Screenplay. Michael Fitzerman Blue and Noah Harpster for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Greta Gerwig for Little Women, Anthony McCarten for The Two Popes, Todd Phillips and Scott Silver for Joker, Taiki Waititi for Jojo Rabbit, and Steve Zaillian for The Irishman. I think the Best Adapted Screenplay should go to Taika Waititi for Jojo Rabbit. But it's going to go to Steve Zaillian for The Irishman. Best Original Screenplay, Noah Baumbach for Marriage Story, Bong Joon-ho and Ha Jin-won for Parasite, Rian Johnson for Knives Out, Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Lulu Wang for The Farewell. I think they're going to give this to Noah. This is really hard. It's between Marriage Story and Parasite. I think they're going to give it to Marriage Story, but I want Parasite to win. All right. Best Acting Ensemble, which is, this is again, huge. Bombshell, The Irishman, Knives Out, Little Women, Marriage Story, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. What I think this is going to go to? It's going to go to The Irishman. I think it's going to go to The Irishman. But I want this to go to Marriage Story. Actually, no, I want this to go to Parasite. What am I saying? I don't mind if any of these films win. I really don't. But I want it to go to Parasite. Okay, it's not the SAG. It's not the SAGs. Okay. Shoot. Oh, man, it's want to see Irishman and Marriage Story. Or Knives Out. I wouldn't mind Knives Out. Give it a frick. I hope it goes to Marriage. And just... But like, as soon as... Like, a lot of these, I'm like, yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. But I think this is gonna go. It's gonna go. I think it's gonna go. It's probably gonna shock us. They'll probably give it to Knives Out. Yeah, I think they're gonna go for a shock. Shocker. I think it's gonna go to Knives Out while I want Marriage Story to win. Or The Irishman. I don't mind The Irishman. Next one is Best Young Actor / Actress, which is Julia Butters for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Roman Griffin Davis. For Jojo Rabbit as Jojo Betzler, Shahadi Wright Joseph in Us. Actually, I'm not going to say what the role's at. Noah Jupe in Honey Boy, Thomasin McKenzie in Jojo Rabbit, and then Archie Yates in Jojo Rabbit. This should go to Roman Griffin Davis for Jojo Rabbit. Oh, he gave such a great performance. Before this, I would have given it to Julia Butters. I really did like Julia Butters. I thought Julia Butters was fantastic, and she is going to has so much potential for the future. She has such a promising career. Her moment with Leonardo DiCaprio was one of my favorite scenes in the film. But I think this should go to Roman Griffin Davis. Oh, such a fantastic performance. Best Supporting Actress. Laura Dern for Marriage Story. And who do I think they're going to give it to? I think they're going to give it to Roman Griffin Davis. I want him to win, and I hope they give it to him. And he's going to get it. He's just going to get it. Next is Laura Dern, Marriage Story. Scarlett Johansson, Jojo Rabbit. Jennifer Lopez, Hustlers. Florence Pugh, Little Women. Margot Robbie, Bombshell. And Zhao Zhuzhen for The Farewell. Who I want this to go to? I want this to go to Scarlett Johansson or Zhao Zhuzhen. Right here. But they're going to give it to good old Laura Dern. Next one. Best Supporting Actor, Willem Dafoe in The Lighthouse. Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes. Al Pacino, The Irishman. Joe Pesci, The Irishman. And Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This should go to Willem Dafoe. This is the only place to nominate to him. He should get it right here. But I think they're going to give it to Al Pacino. No, they're going to give it to Joe Pesci. They're just going to give it to Joe Pesci. After that, it is Best Actress. Awkwafina, The Farewell. Cynthia Erivo, Harriet. Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story. Lupita Nyong'o, Us. Saoirse Ronan, Little Women. Charlize Theron, Bombshell. And Renee Zellweger, Judy. Again, the person I think they should give it to is Lupita Nyong'o for us. Ah, such a fantastic performance. But who would I think they're going to give it to? I think they're going to give it to Renee Zellweger. This is the place where they're going to give it to. Just saying. After that, it is Best Actor. Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory. Robert De Niro, The Irishman. Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Adam Driver for Marriage Story. Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name. Joaquin Phoenix, Joker. And Adam Sandler for Uncut Gems. Sorry, I have water here. I wouldn't mind any of these people winning. Again. Who I wanted to win? This is the only place that Adam Sandler's nominated. I think they're both going to give it to him. And I want him to win here. I wouldn't mind any of... Again, I said before, I don't mind any of these people winning. But I think it should go to Adam Sandler. Next one is Best Director. Noah Baumbach for Marriage Story. Bong Joon-ho for Parasite. Greta Gerwig for Little Women. Sam Mendes for 1917. John Safdie and Benny Safdie for Uncut Gems. Martin Scorsese for The Irishman. Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think they're going to give it this one. They're going to give it to the Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, but I think it should go to Bong Joon-ho for Parasite. Ugh. Next one, Best Picture. 1917, Ford vs. Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, and Uncut Gems. Who I want to win out of all this? Parasite. I want Parasite to win so badly. I wouldn't mind any of the, again, I wouldn't mind any of these films winning. But I think they're going to give it to Marriage Story. No, not Marriage Story. The Irishman. It's just a safe bet. It's The Irishman. I think I said Noah Baumbach for my pick for Marriage Story, for Best Director. I'm going to give it to Martin Scorsese, and then Martin Scorsese is going to get Best Picture for Irishman. Yep. Those are my Critic Choice Awards. Next one. It is the Golden Globes. Here we go. I will go over the TV thing. I won't give my prediction for those. I just won't. I don't know them all. I regret doing it for the SAGs. For the SAGs. I regret doing it. I'm not going to do it for that. I will do it for the Golden Globes. I mean, I won't do it for the Golden Globes. Sorry. Best Motion Picture. Actually, let's go to the bottom of this like I did for the last one. Not doing frickin' television series. Best original song. Beautiful Ghost from Cats. I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man. Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. Spirit from Lion King. And Stand Up from Harriet. Out of all these, I actually really enjoyed Beautiful Ghost a lot. That's actually the first Taylor Swift song that I actually like. And I think it should go to that. But I think it's going to go again to Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. After that, Best Original Score. Hildur G from Joker. Randy Newman from Marriage Story. Thomas Newman from 1917. Daniel Pemberton from Mother's Brooklyn. Alexander Desplat for Good Old Little Women. For the Golden Globes here, I think, again, this should go to Hildur's score in Joker, but I think they're going to give it to Thomas Newman here. I do. I have a feeling. For Best Motion Picture, this is a no contest again. The Farewell, Les Miserables. Well, The Farewell from U.S., Les Miserables from France, Pain and Glory from Spain, Parasite from South Korea, and Portrait of a Lady on Fire from France. I want Parasite to win, and Parasite's going to win. After that, Best Motion Picture Animated, Missing Link, Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, and The Lion King. They advertised it as an animated film, but it got, I mean, a live-action film, but it got nominated as animated. I think what I want to win, I want How to Train Your Dragon to win here, but I think it's gonna go to Toy Story 4 here, actually, surprisingly. Best Screenplay, Noah Baumbach for Marriage Story. Bong Joon-ho and Hong Jin-won for Parasite. Anthony McCarten, The Two Popes. Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Steve Zaillian for The Irishman. I think this should go. What I want this to go to? I actually want this to go to Quentin Tarantino here. I do. I want it to go to Tarantino here. Because Parasite should win at the Oscars. Oh, if I'm going to make that argument, then it should go to Bong Joon-ho and Han Jin-won's Parasite. But I think they're going to give it to good old Steve Zaillian for The Irishman. After that, Best Director for Motion Picture. It is Bong Joon-ho for Parasite, Sam Mendes for 1917, Todd Phillips for Joker, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, and Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This should go to Bong Joon-ho. I want it to go to Bong Joon-ho. I wouldn't mind if it went to any of the other these guys. I think they're gonna push. They're gonna surprise us, and not give it to Martin Scorsese. I think they're gonna give it to Sam Mendes for 1917. After that, Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in Any Motion Picture: Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood; The Two Popes for Anthony Hopkins; Al Pacino in The Irishman; Joe Pesci in The Irishman; Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Out of these, I think they should give it to Brad Pitt. I do. And I think it's going to go to Joe Pesci. It's just going to go to Joe Pesci. Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role: Margot Robbie in Bombshell; Kathy Bates in Richard Jewell; Annette Bening in The Report; Laura Dern in Marriage Story; and Jennifer Lopez in Hustlers. This one, I think they're going to give it to Jennifer Lopez, but I want Kathy Bates to win this one. I do. I really do. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy: Daniel Craig in Knives Out; Roman Griffin Davis in Jojo Rabbit; Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood; Taron Egerton, Rocketman; Eddie Murphy in Dolomite Is My Name. Ah, man. Again, a stacked category. I wouldn't mind. Again, if any of these people won. Ah. But since I had Taron Egerton win the last one, I want Leonardo DiCaprio to win here. Or Eddie Murphy. That'd be great. And I think they're going to give it to Taron Egerton. That's probably the only place where he could possibly win in this category. I think they're going to give it to Taron Egerton. He did a fine job. Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy: Emma Thompson in Late Night; Ana de Armas in Knives Out; Awkwafina in The Farewell; Kate Blanchett in Where'd You Go; and Bernadette; and Beanie Feldstein, Booksmart. I think they should go to Awkwafina. Yeah. And who will go? And it's probably going to go. Actually, I wanted to go to Awkwafina, and it's probably going to go to Awkwafina. After that, Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture: Christian Bale, Ford vs. Ferrari; Antonio Banderas, Pain and Glory; Adam Driver, Marriage Story; Joaquin Phoenix in Joker; and Jonathan Pryce in The Two Popes. I want Joaquin Phoenix to win here again, but I think it's going to be Adam Driver. After that, Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture: Cynthia Erivo, Harriet; Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story; Saoirse Ronan, Little Women; Charlize Theron, Bombshell; and Renee Zellweger and Judy. It's going to go to Renee Zellweger. Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy: Dolomite Is My Name; Jojo Rabbit; Knives Out; Once Upon a Time in Hollywood; and Rocket Man. I want this to go to Jojo Rabbit. And it's not going to. It's going to go to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I want this to go to Jojo Rabbit, but it's going to go to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And I wouldn't be sad if it didn't win. Again, I wouldn't be sad if any of these films didn't win. I will be sad if any of these films didn't win. I won't be sad if any of these films won. They're all fantastic films. After this, Best Motion Picture, Drama, Joker, Marriage Story, The Two Popes, 1917, and The Irishman. I think this is going to go... I actually want this to go to Joker. It's probably the only time it's going to get the win. I want this to go to Joker. But again, I don't mind if any of these films won. And I think they're going to give it to Marriage Story. No, they're going to get 19. I feel like they're the ones who are going to want the place where 1917 wins. Yeah, I think it's going to go 1917. All right, after that, we got all those nominations done. Next, I saw some trailers. The first trailer up is In the Heights. It's everything I wanted. I was getting emotional watching it. And it's just, and Anthony Ramos is in it. He was in, he's played Usnavi before, and he's also played Benny. In the Heights. So, and I think they're actually getting people who's played these roles before. I think they got somebody who sounded like the original Abuela from the In the Heights. They got somebody who sounded really close to her. And then Manuel Miranda's in it. And it's just everything looks like everything I want in the Heights. Yeah. Sorry if I'm getting close. I'm like moving too fast. I'm like it's basically like getting really close to an hour, and I don't want to spend more than an hour. Like an hour and 30 minutes is probably the longest I'll go for a podcast when it's just by myself. Next one is No Time to Die, the next Bond film. Please. Looks great. No, sorry, not great. Looks good. But I'm getting Spectre vibes. When I was super hyped for Spectre, because Batista was in it, and Christoph Waltz was in it, and it just looked interesting, and I liked it a lot. But I'm getting Spectre vibes, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I feel like I'm just going to be bored. Again. And I feel like nothing's really going to happen. Like, things happen, but I feel like I won't be entertained as much as I thought I would. Looks fine. But I do like that they explained that that's not the new Bond, that she's just another 00 agent, which makes me happy. That black, the people said, oh, the next James Bond is going to be black. They could just, you know, do their own thing. Like, keep it 007, but don't make her James Bond. Don't make her like Jane Bond. Make her, like, her own thing. She can use the 007 thing. Or just, like, 006 or something. 008 or something. I don't know. But, yeah. I'm just getting a Spectre feeling from this trailer. And I don't like it. Maybe it'll be good. I don't know. I just didn't get much hype from it. Like, I should get a trailer. Like, wow, this film's gonna be so great. I'm like, this film's gonna be good. After that, we have Antebellum. Now, this film looks interesting. It's like it looks. It's probably gonna be a metaphor for like segregation and how close we are to the Civil War. It's like still going on, basically. It's probably gonna be a metaphor for that. It also could be misleading. It's interesting. It's like, flashes things from the Civil War and stuff, and we're entering their time while they're coming to our time, and it just looks like it's just a mixture of times. It's gonna be so interesting, and I am excited for it. I'm there for it. Ah, looks so good. And it's by Jordan Peele, so we should get something absolutely fantastic. All right. Next one, we're going to do a bunch of movie reviews. My full, more in-depth reviews are on my Letterboxd, which I'll give you guys a link to once I get done with this episode. I'll put that in the description. So, Klaus is the first film up. I'll have a bunch of other films. Klaus was, it's a Christmas classic. Just a Christmas classic in the making. Great performances, beautiful animations in my top five of the year. Huge surprise. I love being surprised. Check it out on Netflix. It's on Netflix right now. So good. Next one is Triple Frontier. Maybe I should have checked the trailer out. I was not. There are great shots in there. The cast is great. It's not what I was thinking. I thought I was going to get like this betrayal story. And somebody was going to betray somebody. And it was going to be down to the last man just by the clip I watched. But it was that clip that I thought I saw was not in the film. I thought it was going to be this big thriller. And it's boring. It's very boring. Check it out if you want. There's some good shots. That's about it. The action's realistic. After that, I saw Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile, finally. The only reason you should see this film is Zac Efron's performance, and that's about it. That's all I'm going to say. Zac Efron's performance. Star Wars Episode 9. The rumors are true. A lot of things that I thought, they'll probably change it. No. It's true. Yeah. It's true. After that, we had Uncut Gems. I saw Uncut Gems. And it is as good as everybody's saying. Adam Sandler's performance is as good as everybody's saying. It's tense. It's fast-paced. Everybody's yelling. I like that. It's just, it's realistic. It felt like a document. It felt like it was based on true events. That's how good it was. But it's not. Check it out, please. It just came out. Before that, I saw The Two Popes, and I liked it. I love the film, but not as much as other people might have loved it. Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce put in amazing performances. Really, really good performances. Check it out on Netflix if you want to. It's a lot. It's kind of what you think it's going to be, but also not. Not at the same time. You get what you want when you view the first two trailers. I think when you watch the first trailer, you kind of get what you are thinking. Final film that I saw was The Aeronauts. This was a really good film. This was a really good film. It's a bit jumbled. The editing, I'm not with the way the film was cut together. I wish it had been rearranged, and I would have been a lot happier if it was rearranged. Yes, it would have been formulaic, but it would have made more sense, and I preferred it that way. Felicity Jones and Eddie Redmayne also give great performances. Yeah, so if you want to read my full reviews of those films, make sure to check them out on my Letterboxd. Follow me there. I'll be giving more reviews and in-depth reviews there. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed listening. That's it for this week. Please step out of my office and have a nice day.